Oh, my days, it's Friday again, and again time to turn the tables and invite one of our Culturefile creatives to tell us about the things they've been consuming. And this time it's the allotted turn of artist, comedian, storyteller Hugh Cooney to share with us his Culturefile likes.
Hello, I am Hugh Cooney. I'm an illustrator and a painter to start with, but then I got really into the performance side of things. I'm reading it at the moment, and it's The Night Boat to Tangier. It's Kevin Barry's book. My mother's in a book club, and I saw this book, and I was like, oh, you finished with that? I was like, oh, did you like that? Because I thought it was amusing that she'd read it. I wondered what she'd made of it. And so I was reading it, and it's about these kind of two criminal kind of heavies in a ferry port. I've only just kind of gotten into the start of it, but I was just asking her afterwards, after I'd read the first couple of chapters, what she made of it. She's like, well, I told them down at the book club that, you know, they're all saying how smart and clever they were. I said they were a pair of scumbags, the two of them. It's like, quite funny, my mother's uptake on it, but yeah. So I'm looking forward to reading it anyway. But I watched Orson Welles's Falstaff, which is kind of based in and around Shakespeare plays. It's set around the Battle of Agincourt and previous to that, and Orson Welles plays Falstaff. But it was a kind of passion project of Orson Welles. He made it over a long period of time, calling in a load of favours, and it's just, it's gas. It's very funny, but also the battle scenes are, people tend to glamorise it and not illustrate the absolute horror and reality of, you know, loads of people trying to bludgeon each other to death. But I think the extended battle scenes and the way they're shot and these kind of loops, and it's quite savage, and it's not nice to look at, but I feel like it's a better expression of what that situation would actually be like, more so than any kind of modern stuff that you see, which they seem to kind of get it wrong. I'm listening to Shock World Service. It's curated by John Avril. It's a selection of like 88 mixes now, I think he has up. And they're kind of ambient and with loads of interesting kind of recordings and different stuff. Some live recordings he's done himself. Very good, like working music. And it's not kind of too intrusive, but it's very interesting. And I've been enjoying that. They're online, they're on SoundCloud, they're on a few different platforms. He's on Spotify, but I think the main place is SoundCloud.
This is the Shock World Service.
Story Archaeology, it's a Irish mythology podcast made by Isolde Obulacon Carmody and Chris Thompson. And Isolde is a scholar who, through great duress, translates ancient Irish texts. Like, she's blind, I think she's got, but she uses a braille keyboard. And yeah, so it's quite amazing what she does to translate these texts. And she's translating the stuff herself, as opposed to it being translated by the gentry in the 18th century kind of thing. She's drawing all kind of fresh meaning and humour and things that were overlooked in those kind of translations. So it's really interesting. It's looking at Oum and Oum alphabet. I learned recently that the letter Q is actually a pictorial representation of an apple that's fallen off a tree. So things like that, really interesting stuff that I'm learning from that podcast, Story Archaeology.
Now, the Dagdus, so the story was told, was the guardian of a marvellous cauldron from which no company ever went away unsatisfied.
Yeah, I was in Catch 22, and it's a seafood restaurant. Halfway between Grafton Street, South William Street, I had seafood chowder and mint mushy peas as well, which were lovely. But I was just, yeah, very, very satisfied. Perfume. There's like a Tom Ford one, Ode to Back, I think it's called. But I thought I liked it. And then I put it on again and it made me queasy. I think I might have put too much on. But at the start, I liked it, and then I've gone off it now.
The likes of Hugh Cooney there. Coming up in a wee bit, we'll have news of datification down on the farm, news of women composers no longer overlooked at the National Concert Hall, the life-altering power of free improvised music, and the rise again of Xandra, Queen of Jazz, an Irish jazz sax player whose heyday was in 1930s Berlin. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, coming up after Newark at 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.